continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and we'd focused on the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam had written to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back from Siffin. And this is letter number 31 of Nahj al-Balagha. I'd like to continue, and we come to a place which is pertinent to these nights. Here Imam tells his son, وَعْلَمْ عَنَّ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Know that he who owns the treasures of the heavens and the earth, قَدْ أَزِنَ لَكَ فِي الدُّعَى, has permitted you to do dua to him. وَتَقَفَّلَ لَكَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ, and he has promised you the acceptance of your dua. وَأَمَرَكَ أَنْ تَسْأَلَهُ لِيُعْطِيَكَ, he has commanded you to ask from him. وَتَسْتَرْحِمَهُ لِيَرْحَمَكَ, and he has asked you to seek his mercy in order that he may have mercy on you. He has not placed anything between you and him that may veil him from you. He has not required you to get a mediator for you to him. And if you err, if you make a mistake, he has not prevented you from tawbah. He does not hasten with punishment. He doesn't taunt you for repenting, nor does he humiliate you when humiliation is more appropriate for you. He has not been harsh in accepting repentance. He does not severely question you about your sins. He does not disappoint you of his mercy. Rather, he regards abstention from sin as a virtue. He counts your one sin as one, while he counts your one virtue as 10. Imam continues to tell his son, Ya Bunayya, O my son, وَفَتَحَ لَكَ بَابَ الْمَتَابِ وَبَابَ الْإِسْتِغْتَابِ فَإِذَا نَادَيْتَهُ سَمِعَ النِّدَاءَ, he has opened for you the door of repentance. So whenever you call him, he hears your call. Whenever you whisper to him, he knows the whisper. Place before him your needs, unveil yourself before him. Be your true self. Complain to him of your worries, beseech him to remove your troubles. Seek his help in your affairs and ask him for the treasuries of his mercy, that which no one else has power to give, namely the length of life, health of body and increase in sustenance. Then he has placed the keys of his treasures in your hands in the sense that he has shown you the way to ask him. O my son, therefore, whenever you wish, wherever you wish, open the doors of his favour with dua. Let the abundant rains of his mercy fall on you. Delay in acceptance of the prayer should not disappoint you, because the granting of dua is according to the measure of your intention. Sometimes acceptance of dua is delayed with a view to its being a source of greater reward to the asker and of better gifts to the expectant. Sometimes you ask for a thing, but it's not given to you, and a better thing is given to you later. Or a thing is taken away from you for some greater good of yours, because sometimes you ask for a thing which contains ruin for your religion if it's given to you. Therefore, my son, your request should be for things whose beauty should be lasting and whose burden should remain away from you. As for wealth, فَالْمَالُ لَا يَبْقَ لَكَ وَلَا تَبْقَ لَهُ, it will not last for you, nor will you live for it. It's a pertinent aspect that we need to use for these last few days of the month of Ramadan. Firstly, Imam puts a stress on two points, dua and tawbah. And both of these are used for the spiritual reconstruction of the human being. We've talked about dua again and again. But you know, it is the key to victory and salvation. In Surah Al-Mu'min, he says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ عَدُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, and Muhammad tell them that your Rabb says, call me, I will answer you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not lead you, have a weapon which would protect you against your enemies? And they said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. And he said, pray, تَدْعُونَ رَبُّكُمْ, call upon your Rabb, بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ فَإِنَّ سِلَاحَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الدُّعَاءِ, call upon your God day and night, because the weapon of the mu'min is dua. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, عَدْعُوا اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَا تَقُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ قَدْ فُرِغَ مِنْهُ قَالَ زُرَارَ إِنَّمَا يَعْنِي لَا يَمْنَعُكَ إِيمَانُكَ بِالْقَضَاءِ وَالْقَدْرِ أَنْ تُبَالِغَ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَتَجْتَهِدَ فِيهِ. Imam tells Zurara, call God, let not your faith in destiny hinder you from engaging in dua. It expels divine disasters. It is the key to any good and the fulfillment of all needs. It is dua which brings forth assets for us. There is no door which remains shut if you knock on it. Imam Baqir al-Islam says, Allah would not like people to call other people for help. He prefers people to call Him and ask Him to give them what they need. And you know what Rasulullah said? He said, two human beings whose actions are identical enter Jannah. But one of them has a better status. And one of them says, Ya Allah, how come he has got a better situation when our actions are identical? And Allah says, He asked and called me. Sa'alni wa lam tas'alni. But you did not. And you know, one of my favorite stanzas is from Imam Muhammad Baqir al-Islam when he says, Wallahi la yulihu abdun mu'minun ala Allahi azza wa jalla fi hajatihi illa qadaha lahu. I swear by God that when a true mu'min insistently asks God for anything, Allah will supply him with what he wants. He said, do not belittle your small needs because the dearest mu'mins are those who ask the most. Didn't you want to ask these last few days? These are months when it's heard even more. I continually mention this when Allah tells Prophet Musa, Sa'alni kullama tahtaju ilayhi. Ask all that you need me, Musa, ask for it. Hatta alafa shatika wa milaha ajinik. Even the grass for your sheep or the salt for your food. Ask Him for everything. Turn to Him. These are months in which to turn to Him. Certain conditions apply. There should be a physical and spiritual readiness. You know, Imam Sadiq says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, O son of Imran, Yabna Imran, call me at night with a humble heart and a body and weeping eyes. Then you will find me very near and I will accept your du'as. Avoid sins. In Dua Kumail we say, Allahumma ghfir li adh-dhunuba allati tahbisu ad-du'a. O Allah, forgive my sins that invalidate my du'as, that stop my du'as. Make sure your food is halal. Halal not only as you buy it, but the income is halal too. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want your du'as to be accepted, your foods and businesses should be halal. Ask for things that are feasible. Not out of the ordinary. Imam Ali says, Ya sahib al-du'a, or the performer of du'a, La tas'al ma la yakunu wa la yahil. Don't ask for something that's not attainable or not feasible. And we saw how Imam tells his son so beautifully that if there's a delay to your du'a, don't get discouraged. You know, he also says somewhere else, he says, Oh my son, do not get discouraged because of delay in the acceptance of a du'a, because Allah's generosity is proportional with the intention of the mu'min. He tells him another reason is that he will give you something better. And he said, Oh my son, another reason for not it being given to you is because sometimes you're given something which might destroy your iman. Inshallah, we will continue with this aspect, and tomorrow we will look at the section of repentance. And I know we've looked at it before, but we looked at it in another way, as Imam alayhi salam has explained to his son.